So when I was browsing around on Saturday, so I ran across this, and I read it, and I goes, "Don't call me conservative. Word has no meaning in 2017." Matt Walsh. I went, "Hey, I think I've actually said that before, but now that it's out there, now that Matt has said it, woo boy, howdy, Katie, bar the door, brother. It'll become popular now." Back to the conservatism of Religious Conservatism, Inc. And Rod Dreher writing about their affiliation with disgraced Ohio State Representative Wes Goodman, who turns out to have been a sodomite. Not only was he was a sodomite that was praying and was trolling for teenage boys. Dreher. "To me, this is the more important story here, how the religious right organization handled the fondling which occurred after a fundraising dinner for Goodman." From the Washington Post, listen to this. "The frightened teenager fled the room and told his mother and stepfather, who demanded action from the head of the organization hosting the conference. Quote, if we endorse these types of individuals, then it would seem our whole weekend together was nothing more than a charade. The stepfather wrote to Tony Perkins, president of the Council for National Policy. Trust me, this will not be ignored or swept aside, replied Perkins. It will be dealt with swiftly, but with prudence. And then the incidents are blah, 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 blah. Dreher. The Post has a photocopy of a 2015 letter that Perkins sent to Goodman congratulating him on his therapy, but advising him that he ought to not seek political office until he has dealt with his homosexual behavior. Perkins said that he was disappointed by Goodman's decision to run for state office and kicked him off the Council for National Policy. Here's the thing, though. Perkins and others knew what Goodman had done in the hotel room. Let him continue his rise in conservative religious politics, knowing that he was a potential time bomb. How many social and religious conservative donors, activists, and voters would have supported an evangelical rising star had they known that he was at least once willing to commit adultery? So here's the rub of this. If you use the word conservative and put the word religious in there, or evangelical conservative today, there is a seemingly built-in hypocrisy there. Because what's the ultimate goal of this? This is where I think people lose, they just totally lose this. What's the goal of these entities? What's the goal? It's to manipulate policy. It's not to end it. It's not to return all power back to the power and have the state as nothing more than a guardian of the power's authority, which is what it should be. Well, no. No, the American religious conservative experiment and the evangelical one that I was talking about earlier with Molly Worthen's column today, or yesterday, is all about manipulating the power. It's about making the use of the welfare state and the warfare state, which they're all in love with, more conservative, without actually ever, one, defining conservative, and two, ever comparing what the state does to what it ought to do and what it ought not do. This continues to this day, and this is the principal error here. This is why I said earlier, I basically got kicked out of speaking to pro-life groups because I said this. I said back in 2015 in a speech to the Monroe County, Michigan pro-life group, they never invited me back. I've never heard from them again, as a matter of fact. I said, look, a mistake was made in the 1970s when conservative pro-lifers decided to make an alliance with the Republican Party. I said, look, we already had, and we have today, the ultimate authority on our side. And that ultimate authority is what? It is the authority of Almighty God. You have all the authority to tell abortionists that they cannot do what they are currently doing legally anymore and to make it illegal without ever having to go beg the grand old party, the political party of the Republicans, to do anything to you legislatively. The law of God is over the law of man. But instead, the deal was made, and it goes on to this day. Oh, no, let's just let's get in and let's regulate it. Yes, let's make deals. And it continues, Apache. And that in and of itself is an error.